We want to get Dr. Ed Elcott up first on the program here because, you know, he's got other things to do. I guess he's got to get this bed. I don't know what. Why is it? Hey, Dr. Elcott, how are you?
Hey, good evening, Phil.
Why do we have you up first?
Oh, I had requested from Dickman. I'd asked him if he would put me on the show first because we have our morning ablutions, and tomorrow morning I will lead the round table on that. These are part of the Elkata. They are part of our religious rituals. And, you know, it's something that we like.
What are the morning ablutions?
The morning ablutions are affirmations that, come what may, we will... You don't want me to say them, do you, Phil?
All right, it does have to do with... Oh, this is the tool shed.
Yes, it's the tool... Margaret, please.
We're not going to make fun of... let me... just do this.
Well, what? No, I'm not going to make fun of you, Ed. I just want to make sure.
By the way, it's Dr. Ed Elcott, if you don't mind. I worked very hard for that doctor in front of my name.
Well, no, you're a doctor of what?
I'm a doctor of Elcott.
Are you a doctor of theology?
I didn't say that, did I?
Sounding very impatient, Dr. Elcott. Is there a problem?
No, there's no problem. You know, one of the wonderful things, hold on, just everyone, one of the wonderful things about Elcott is I am slightly telepathic, not totally, but I am. And Bud, you were actually going to call me Dr. Ellsberg, weren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Because of the telepathy. Okay.
You're telling me you read Bud's mind.
Tell me that's a difficult thing to do. Even you could do that.
Okay, I'll, you know.
Right, sure. You're going to say you respect me, but you don't.
Dr. Elcott, I respect you, but I do detect in your voice here a defensiveness.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, here is my defensiveness, and I speak, I know, on behalf of many in the Elcott. I know Gloria Grover called me immediately thereafter. Larry did as well.
Now, Gloria Grover is a member of... She's an overlord, correct?
That is correct, yes. She called me and said, "Are you listening to the Henry Marathon with Art Bell?" I said, "No, I don't really... I love you and respect you, Phil, but I don't really make a practice of listening to your program because of the... different, I would say, scatological references.
You find it offensive?
I do, yes. And not offensive in terms of my religion, although I did find the Art Bell, Jack Frost, what I heard the general say. Did you say he greased Jack Frost? Or?
I didn't say that. I said he jacked him over.
He jacked him over.
Okay, that's what Art Bell did. We're with...
hold on for a minute. Gloria Grover's here.
Hi, Phil.
Gloria, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I wanted to say that Larry sends his best on all Larry's at home. And it was curious you mentioned Ted Bell masturbating. And
when did he say that?
Well, you missed it. He talked about Ted Bell. Not, was it Ted, Phil?
Yes.
Ted Bell masturbates with a T-bone.
What? Is there a recording of it?
Why do you care?
Because it's part of our... it's part of, especially Ed's journey to the overlord status. He has to be interested in all things sexual and perverse. That again gets rid of the ego, and you're ready to meet the overlord.
So if I can hear a tape of him talking about masturbating while gnawing a T-bone, I'm all the, you know.
Oh, you're more evolved.
Okay, let's give Ed a break tonight.
Well, we're giving him a break. We just want to understand, Dr. Elcott and Gloria, Ms. Grover.
It's Overlord Gloria, but my nickname is Sweet Thing. And
technically, she's Overlord Sweet Thing, you know.
I thought that was the...
No. She's Overlord Sweet Thing Grover.
Right. If you're an overseer, I know what you're thinking, Phil. Ed just told me because he's seeing through your mind as well. And
No.
I'm sorry, Phil, but your mind's easy to read, too. And you were thinking, well, what's with the overseers having one name? And first of all, overseers have a single name like Brazilian soccer players. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. We're not really required to...
Explain it.
All right. I'm with Gloria Grover and... what is that? Come on now. You got to explain that.
Why don't you go down and tell the Brazilians to explain why they have one name? You do that, then, buddy, I'm in line. I'll be standing in line right after that Brazilian soccer player to explain why our overseers only have one name.
You want me to do what?
General.
All right, okay. Never mind. I don't need to know why overseers only have one name.
Because it sounds... Gloria?
Overseers have only one name because it's formidable. When someone has only one name, you want to say, wow, you know what? It's like... I'll give an example, General. It's like if you were to say, my name is Elrak from the planet Nob. And you know, before you laugh...
That is part of the Elkata.
It's part of our Elkata.
What does that mean?
It means that Elrak from the planet Nob is an entity from the Big Thick One. He had contact with Hevner Elkott, and that's all there is to that, and we don't really discuss it beyond that.
All right, I don't want to get into somebody's religion. You guys are talking about...
We're just talking about how we, you know, came about these different things. That
I forget.
I forget, too.
Well, and I did, too. All right, can we get going now with the... Dr. Elkott, you had a problem, and I think it's important for people to know that when you heard the marathon, but...
Yeah, I got right here. Dr. Elkott heard that Art Bell marathon and said, that's a violation of it's kind of blasphemy because of the Jack of Frosta.
Yes, first of all, Jack of Frosta is an entity in the Big Thick One. So when I heard that, Art Bell had done this program where he strangles... I don't know what he did.
I forget what he did. He kills Jack Frost.
Right, but it wasn't literal.
What do you mean it wasn't? I know it wasn't literal because no one can actually touch the Jack of Frosta, but the idea...
What is this Jack of Frosta? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, was that before Jack Frost?
Was it before... How do you know about before Jack Frost?
I mean, what do you mean?
Well, what does he mean? That's BJF. That's we connote that in many of our writings.
BJF is before Jack of Frosta.
I just said it. It's just something that...
No, hold on, Phil. Robert, do you have some special information?
No, I mean, I just said it. Just,
yeah, it's just something a guy says.
It's a natural thing to say.
Well, BJF. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, but that's okay.
I just said I got no inside information about anything.
All right, well... Jack of Frosta was an entity long before there was Jack Frost. Jack Frost came about as the result of the tale-telling and the mythology handing down to human beings until finally you had Jack Frost, which was far more relatable. And on this Art Bell program, I believe Mr. Bell put his hands on the throat of Jack Frost. And boy, I can't tell you how messed up. To use the parlance of you people, how messed up that is.
You never put your hands on the throat of Jack of Frosta. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
You know what? You guys are leaving me in the dust.
Well, who could understand this stuff? Wait, hold on. I'll take over.
Okay, Margaret, you go ahead and tell us how it is.
Listen to me here for just a second, Gloria. These guys, I'm working with three men, or for one, two, three, four men here.
You're always losing track of the men, Margaret.
Are you going to ask if she likes men?
Watch it, Dr. Ed.
I'm sorry.
Well, what's the problem here? I'm going to explain here. This, I forget.
I'm simply trying to say, Phil, that you should watch your step when you're messing. You mess with the best, you mess with the best, you know, you mess with the rest.
You mess with the rest, you mess with the, is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. Art Bell didn't mean anything by that. Whether or not Art Bell actually killed the Jack Frost...
Not the Jack, and it wasn't Art Bell. It was,
Oh, that's right. It was, General,
Yeah, General Johnson Jameson.
Oh, that nut, yeah. He put his hands on the throat of Jack Frost, strangled the life out of him.
I don't know that that's how it went, though. If he strangled him, then we've got a problem. Okay?
What do you mean you got a problem?
I mean, we got a problem.
If Art Bell... put his filthy, oily hands... Excuse me for saying this, Phil, but I have to tell you, this is my religion. If Art Bell put his oily hands all over Jack Frost's throat, we got a problem.
Yeah, so you told me you got a problem.
Hey, what is this, Elvis? The Mafia? Hey, it's no good. It's the problem.
What? I'm telling you, monkeys...
Wait a minute. What problem have you got?
Well, look, it's blasphemy, and I would... first of all, I'm saying I can't appear in your program anymore... And I would not want you to reference me any longer if Art Bell put his oily hands...
Yeah, that's right. His oily, grimy hands on Jack of Frosta's throat.
Well, that's what it was.
I have no idea. Let me tell you what I heard. Jack... First of all, it wasn't Art Bell. It was General Jameson.
I'm sorry. You're right. If
General Johnson Jameson put his oily mitts...
Well, what I heard was the following thing. That General Johnson Jameson didn't kill Jack Frost... He took a snowblower or something to a snowman that was on his driveway.
And to be perfectly honest with you, General Jameson sees things because...
Yeah.
The man's got a drinking problem.
Oh, my God. I did not know anything about this.
Well, he did. Now you do.
Oh, that's a hell of a deal. You, God damn. You know...
Yeah, you just gotta turn the guy out in the cold like that.
I gotta explain to you guys so you know that your religion isn't being jacked with. He was hallucinating. He thought he killed Jack Frost, and what he did was he took a snowblower to a snowman the kids in the neighborhood had built on his driveway, and that's the extent of that. So, do you feel better about that?
No, I don't. I've been made to look like a chimp. Why would I feel better?
What happens, and let me just go, let me take you step by step through Alcott so you understand, Phil. When you make a monkey out of me, and what we say in Alcott is when you make a monkey out of me, you've made two apes out of you. And when you make two apes out of you, you've made King Kong out of Alcott the next step. So there's a gradation.
Do you understand, Phil?
Oh, man.
Oh, he's laughing.
Why are you laughing, Phil?
When you make a monkey out of me, you make two chimps out of you, and you make King Kong out of Alcott.
I don't stutter.
That's basically it, yes.
Well, all right. I have to tell you, I'm sorry that we made a monkey out of you. The good news is Jack Frost wasn't killed.
Well, we didn't think Jack of Frost... you can't really kill the Jack of Frost. What you can do is mock him and just go, ha, ha, ha. We have in Alcott the Next Step, page 6, which is taking that monkey step, is what we call it. There's a picture of a man pointing and laughing. He's leaning back. He's in a three-piece suit. And it's like a 1950s picture, and he's leaning back going, ha, 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 and the name of the chapter is, Don't Ape Me. And what we mean by that...
You know, you guys, not only you, Dr. Alcott, but all these clowns here, everything with the monkey, what is that?
Because it's very descriptive.
Yeah, it's great, I tell you. It describes the human condition.
It describes your condition, Dickman, I'll tell you that.
Look, lay off the kid, will you, Margaret? We're trying to explain something.
You may be an overlord in your tiny little tool shed there, where you've got your pants off.
Oh, my God, she's mocking the tool shed.
Margaret, we came on this program with the best of intentions.
All right, listen, guys, before...
No, please. And she's mocking tool shed. You don't do that.
Look, you guys are going to go into your whole, you know, whatever you got, the liturgy on tool shed before J.B.
What is up with you?
Oh, B.J.F.
B.J.?
See, I knew he'd go to blowjob.
Phil?
Wait a minute. Wait, Bud, shut up. Dr. Alcott, all I want to know is, you know, all I want you to tell me is that you're not offended by what was done on the Art Bell Marathon. I'm sorry about the discussions here tonight. You've taken us by surprise. But nothing was intended by that. Nothing was intended by General Jameson. He didn't kill Jack Frost.
I didn't think he killed Jack Frost.
No, he can't kill the Jack of Frost. We know that. But what we don't want him to do is, as we say in Chapter 8, don't monkey me, the man pointing and going, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
So you don't want to be mocked.
You know, I don't care about me being mocked. I hope I am mocked. It helps me dissolve what's left of my ego. But you can't mock the Elkata, or, and you certainly cannot mock the Jack of Frosta.
The Jack of Frosta. You know what, Ed, I love you.
You're about to insult me, aren't you?
No, I'm just going to tell you that, forget it.
You were going to say you don't believe in the Jack of Frosta, weren't you?
I was going to tell you that there's a whole lot that you people are saying here.
You people?
That's right. You people are saying here that I think a psychiatrist should hear.
There he goes.
Hey, give me five. Okay, you win the bet.
Yeah, I win the bet because it's... What time is it now, Phil?
I don't know.
But I know I...
You have the over-under.
What is that supposed to mean?
I had a bet with Gloria when you were going to start in with the whole, you know, we need a psychiatrist and...
We knew you'd bring up what you thought was mental disease. I'm not mentally diseased, General, okay?
Larry Grover's going to join us here on our newsmaker line.
Oh, Larry's on the newsmaker line. Get a load of that. How does Larry rate the newsmaker line? I just want to know.
Larry's on our he's the separate number that we gave him. Larry is on our newsmaker line. He's over there at Bold's Gym there in Santa Monica.
Is Larry on the way?
Larry?
Get him up here in just a second.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Phil. It's Larry Grover. I've been listening to Mother with Mother. I've been listening to you with some with great interest. I have to tell you,
Larry. You know something, dear? I'm sorry. if I've said things to offend you, but Elcott is here for you.
Yeah, I know Elcott's here for me. I'm actually listening to this commentary about, you know, the tool shed and before Jack Frost and Jack of Frost. You know, Phil, my parents came out to California back in the 50s.
Here we go again with this. You know,
I'll speak to my mother if you don't mind, Ed.
All right.
And I was christened into the Walt Bissom cult, which was the forerunner of the Elcott, the Next Step, on a flat stone just outside of Needles, Arizona. You know the story.
Yeah.
All right. At that time, if I could speak, I would have said, never mind.
Yeah, see, Larry always ditches the story. He never...
Yeah, well, here's one story I won't ditch. I'm in the gym right now, and the anger that I feel, Mother, that you are butting into areas that you shouldn't...
What are you talking about? When Art Bell tried to strangle the life out of the Jack of Frosta...
You just heard him say that he's not doing that.
Okay, now, Larry, don't start squealing. Like, don't start squealing like the tiny little pig under a gate that you are.
Oh! All right, I'm on a weight machine.
Let me guess, you're going to set this... He's going to show us what a King Kong he is.
Go ahead. Okay, here I am, Phil, working my chest. Never mind, I don't give it. I will tell you, Phil, and tell anybody out there that I...
Okay, Larry, thank you very much, Larry.
What happened to him?
We hung up on him.
You hung up on my son?
And we hung up on you.
Yeah, I hung up on you.
I don't understand one word those people said, and this is the problem with your show, Phil. Unless people are intimately involved with the day-to-day goings-ons of this nuthouse, hey, ask me if I understood it. It started out, how did this thing start out?
Started out, Elcott was upset about the Jack of Frosta.
Yeah, and he felt it was disrespectful for it to be satirized by Art Bell and General Jameson, found out that they didn't kill anybody, General Jameson hallucinating. Yeah, that was the saving grace, that Jameson hallucinates. He's an active psychotic.
No, that's not... General Jameson hallucinates because he's an alcoholic, and those are the delirium tremens.
Somebody ought to put him in a hospital.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Somebody ought to take him and hospitalize him and have him detoxed. Right there. They really should.
Well, I'm not one to meddle with a man's hobbies. And
what do you mean hobbies? The guy's an alcoholic. That's going to kill him. So he needs to go into a hospital.
Yeah, we probably should talk to Art Bell about it, you know.
Art Bell doesn't exist. It's not...
Art Bell doesn't exist. It was a satire. You ass.
You mean...
Yeah. Let's move on.